hide. Well, if the phone don't ring in a minute or two, I think I'll put the baby that I'll call you Big Love 6-2.
We are right here on WCRS. That was the reverse side of one of her first, was of her first record. It, first record was Jambalaya, backed with Bigelow 6-200. And that was her first single on Decca Records back on July 30th, 1956. She was offered that contract, and that was the first one that she actually recorded. So how about that? Do you know, her big break came when on February 1955 she turned down $30 to appear on a Swainsboro radio station in order to see Red Foley and a touring promotional unit of his ABC TV program Ozark Jubilee in Augusta, Georgia. An Augusta DJ persuaded Foley to hear her sing before the show. It says that he was so transfixed as everyone else who heard the huge voice coming from this tiny girl, 4'9" tall, he immediately agreed to let her perform Jambalaya on the stage that night, unrehearsed. It says, Red Foley said later that, I still get cold chills thinking about the first time I heard that voice. One foot started patting rhythm as though she was stomping out a prairie fire, but not another muscle in that little body even as much as twitched. And when she did that trick of breaking her voice, it jarred me out of my trance enough to realize I'd forgotten to get off the stage. There I stood after 26 years of supposedly learning how to conduct myself in front of an audience with my mouth wide open, 2 miles wide, and a glassy stare in my eyes. That was Red Foley back in 1955. How about that, folks? I tell you what, she was amazing. And today on stage, she is still amazing. When we went to see her in Newberry, somebody had brought one of her records. He had it. He was in the front row. We were actually in the second row. He had it sitting in his lap there. She looked down and saw that he had the album. She stopped the show and said, "Would you like me to sign that?" And he put it up to her. She stood right there, signed it for him right there on the stage. That's the type of performer that she is. I think she's still performing. I think she's been back to the Newberry Opera House since I've seen her. But what a powerhouse. Lives in Nashville, Tennessee, and just does a lot of good, has done a lot of great music out there. So how about we hear another Brenda Lee? What am I going to play? I think I'm going to play I'm Sorry. Although that's not a country hit, it's a famous one, and one you got to hear when you're featuring Brenda Lee right here on WCRS.
I'm sorry. Sorry that I was such a fool. I didn't know. was blind, and I was too blind to see.
Sorry. We were just adding some new merchandise, and we've got people in looking at it and trying to decide and make up their minds, so I felt imperative that I be out there on the floor. So how are you doing this morning? Are you enjoying this glorious day out there? You know, I think I was just talking to a friend of mine out there. She said she was so tired. You know, I think the weather, too, contributes to being tired. You just want to get out there and lay in the sun and just kick back and relax. So I certainly hope you're going to have some time to do that. Don't forget, out there at the farmer's market today, I think they'll be there till at least early afternoon. Go out there and check out all the plants because, you know, there's nothing finer than getting out there, digging in the dirt and having some fun. Right now it is 64 degrees and sunny skies out there. It is 11:22 in the morning. We're going to be here till 12 o'clock, and then coming up at 12:05 after the news will be First Class Gospel with Jesse Williams. So you know your favorite radio station? WCRS 1450 AM right here in Greenwood. When you want to be engaged, when you want to be able to yell back at the radio, all you got to do is listen right here on WCRS. We are number one in talk. That's right. We've got them all right here, starting out with me every morning. Actually, starting before me in the morning, we start out with Jim Bohannon. That's right. He's on from 6 to 7, giving you all the updates from overnight and what's happening in the world. Then we go to America News Network, keeping you updated on the news coming in. Then Peggy and I come on, and then we do some interviews. We have some good times here. Laura Ingraham, Rush Limbaugh, Herman Cain. And then, of course, I come back on in the afternoon with Meet Me at the Diner. So I certainly hope you're enjoying our lineup. If you ever have a question or a comment, don't hesitate to pick up that phone and give us a call. That's right. Why? Because we like to know what you're thinking out there. So pick up that phone and give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. What am I going to play for you now? Well, we're featuring Freddie Fender here, so I think I'll do one for you. And I'm going to play I'm Leaving It All Up to You, Jeff Eller. Here we are on WCRS this morning. Take it away, Freddie Fender.
That's why I'm leaving it up to you to decide what you're gonna do. Now, do you want my love? Or are we through? That's why I'm leaving it up to you. You decide what you gonna do. Now do you want my love? Or are we through? I got my heart in my hand. I just don't understand. What have I done wrong? You know, I even worship the ground you walk on. That's why I'm leaving it up to you. You decide what you're gonna do. Now, do you want my love? Or are we through? I've got my heart in my hand. I just don't understand. What have I done wrong? You know, I even worship the ground you walk on. That's why I'm leaving it up to you. You decide what you're gonna do. Now, do you want my love? Forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day, do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait along. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face the man who takes me. Or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Love and duty. Supposing I lose my fair haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state prison. Vowed it would be my life for his. And I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side. Wait along, wait along, wait along, wait along.
Oh, that's right. High Noon. Frankie Lane. You know, he did most all the movie songs for most of the westerns, and of course that was High Noon, so that was a big one right there. Before that, we heard I'm Sorry by Brenda Lee back from 1960. That, of course, was a number one hit. Well, if you got a question, you got a comment, if you got something you'd like to say here this morning, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. I certainly hope that you've been enjoying it. Actually, in between the two, between I'm Sorry and High Noon, we played Freddie Fender. I'm leaving it all up to you. That's right. So Freddie Fender was, of course, another great talent. And that's what we're doing here today, just having a good time with good talent. 62 degrees, sunny skies, looking for a high of 70 today. And, of course, lots of activities ramping up this weekend, next weekend. It's just going to be more and more and more events as we go into the spring and summer months.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I should say. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You are always on my lonely, lonely time. And I guess I never told you. I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, boy, I'm sorry I was sad.
Right, Brenda Lee, Always on My Mind. Hey, I'm Ann Eller with you this morning, 10:10 in the morning, right here on From Trash to Treasures Along a Country Road. We are featuring the music of Brenda Lee, Freddie Fender, and Frankie Lane. You know, Brenda Lee was actually born Brenda May Tarpley. Tarpley, that's right. She was born December 11th, 1944. And became known as Brenda Lee. She has sung rockabilly, pop, and country music. She's had 37 U.S. chart hits during the 60s, a number surpassed only by Elvis Presley, The Beatles, Ray Charles, and Connie Francis. And, of course, she's best known for her 1960s hit, I'm Sorry. And we're going to be playing that in just a little bit. And her 1958, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. I did think we would not play that one today. But she is, of course, 4 feet, 9 inches tall. She received the nickname Little Miss Dynamite in 1957 after recording the song Dynamite. Her popularity faded in the late 1960s because her voice started to mature and it changed. But she continued with successful recording careers by returning to her roots as a country singer. And she had a string of hits that we are going to be playing through the 70s and the 80s. She is a member of the Rock and Roll Country Music and Rockabilly Halls of Fame. And she currently lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, I can't remember when we saw her. Jeff and I saw Brenda Lee down there at the Newbury Opera House. Probably been 3 or 4 years ago, and I tell you what, we were right up near the front. She is a hoot on stage. I mean, when she would bend over and give her a little to start singing and everything, she just was, she's a hoot. She certainly is concerned about the audience. If you ever get a chance to hear, I highly recommend it as a great concert to go see. After the concert, the line was wrapped around the building to be able to see her. We were standing back because I really wanted to talk to her for a few minutes with an interview. In fact, I have that interview. I just have no idea where it is at this moment. But I wanted to be able to talk to her. So we were standing back, and I asked one of her people, will she be here? Will we get the opportunity to talk to her? And he said, she will be there till everybody that has wanted to see her will see her. So, that was pretty terrific. So Brenda Lee, great entertainer, and if you get a chance to see her, please take that opportunity. I don't believe you will be disappointed. So that's just a little bit about Brenda Lee. She weighed 4 pounds and 11 ounces at birth. She was born in the charity ward of Grady Memorial Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. She attended grade schools wherever her father found work, primarily between Atlanta and Augusta. Her family was very poor, living hand to mouth. She shared a bed with her two siblings in a series of three-room houses without running water. It says her life centered around her parents finding work, their extended family, and the Baptist church, where she sang solos every Sunday. So it says she also was a musical prodigy. Although her family did not have indoor plumbing until after her father's death, they had a battery-powered table radio that fascinated Brenda as a baby. By the time she was two, she could whistle the melody of songs she heard on the radio. Both her mother and sister remember her taking her repeatedly to a local candy store before she turned 3 years old, and one of them would stand her on the counter and she would earn candy or coins for singing. How about that? She was, of course, a cute kid. And at age six, she won a local singing contest sponsored by a local elementary school. The reward was a live appearance on an Atlanta radio show, Star Makers Review, where she performed the next year. So that's just a little background on Brenda Lee. We've got a lot more to talk about, but hey, let's hear some more music on Brenda Lee. Let's see. One Step at a Time, that was her first hit song. I'm not sure it's really that country, but it was one of her first hit songs, so let's go ahead and listen to it right now.
I just take one step at a time, just one step at a time.
Word by word and take it page by page, just one step at a time. It may take a little bit longer, but the rest you leave will be stronger. One step at a time, boy. Just one step at a time. You gotta plant your feet on solid ground. You can't climb a tree and chop it down. You gotta start from scratch, work your way on up. Every up and down, the whole world's worth of. Just one step at a time, boy. Just one step at a time. Word by word and take it page by page. Just one step at a time. It may take a little bit longer, but the web we weave will be stronger. One step at a time, boy. Just one step at a time.
Went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloud he drove. The ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot red he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirt tousled with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting flame and fire. As they ride on, hear them cry. Done by a man, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, arriving on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. I'm trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Hippie-I-O. In the sky.
Frankie Lane, Ghost Riders in the Sky. And before that, Brenda Lee, One Step at a Time. That was from 1957. That was her first Billboard. That was in the top 100. It was number 43. I tell you what, we are playing all the music. Well, not all the music. There's a ton of music of Frankie Lane, Brenda Lee, and Freddie Fender right here on WCRS. You know, Frankie Lane was actually born Francesco Palio Lovecchio. I think I said that right. March 30th, 1913. He died February 6, 2007, and he became Frankie Lane. He was a very successful American singer, songwriter, and actor whose career spanned 75 years. From his first concerts in 1930 with Marathon Dance Company to his final performance of That's My Desire in 2005, he often was billed as America's number one song stylist. His other nicknames include Mr. Rhythm for his jazzy songs, Old Leather Lungs, and Mr. Steel Tonsils. So there you go. He, of course, sang some country. He did a lot of western movie soundtracks, and, of course, we're going to be playing more of those. They say that he had so much style and his voice was so strong that he could fill halls without a microphone, and he was one of the biggest hit makers of the late 1940s to early 1950s. He had more than 70 charted records, 21 gold records, and worldwide sales over 100 million records. That was huge for the time frame that we are talking about. Originally a rhythm and blues-influenced jazz singer, he excelled at virtually every style of music, eventually expanding to such varied genres as popular standards, gospel, folk, country, western. Americana, rock and roll, and an occasional novelty number. So Mr. Rhythm, he certainly had it, and that is, we are talking about Frankie Lane right here on WCRS. Let's play another one of them. This is an earlier version of his That's My Desire. This is actually back from 1957, huge hit for him, That's My Desire. And Frankie, are you there?
To spend one night with you in our old rendezvous and reminisce with you, that's my desire. To meet where gypsies play down in that dim cafe and dance till break of day. That's my desire. We'll sip a little glass of wine and I'll gaze into your eyes divine. I'll feel the touch of your lips pressing on mine. To hear you whisper low, just when it's time to go, Sherry, I love you so, you're my desire. Yo!